I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go.
Good morning, church. Hope you've had a great week. I'm going to be honest, it's been a crazy week here. I'm coming from you to you live from our new temporary office over in the kids and family building. If you had not heard, we had a trying week, and I'm doing good just to be bringing you a message this morning. Everybody's okay. Everybody's safe. This has nothing to do with COVID, so just relax. But last Monday morning, we arrived to the office to find water flowing out of the doors and every possible place. We had a major flood, and that's why we're online this weekend. So we've gone, as online goes, we've gone low tech. I'm sitting on my computer this morning coming to you, so if it looks off or I look away, got a few things I want to share with you and got some notes. I'm just doing the best we can. So all of our stuff, all of our production equipment is safely tucked away in the sanctuary. It wasn't damaged, thank God. We're just having to deal with carpet and tile and sheetrock and those kind of things. And none of our equipment was damaged, but I can't get to it. So we're just going to have to make it work this way. Again, that's why I'm sitting in a makeshift office here. And also why this morning I'm not going to do the next part of our What's Next series. I really wanted to just push pause on it. That series is really integral to our vision and what we are here. And I know we got a lot of new folks. And I wanted to be able to do that in person. And so we're going to push pause on that for today with all the mess that's going on this week. I wanted to start it when we get back in person. And so I'm just going to take a few minutes this morning to share with you some things that I learned this week that God had to deal with me this week. But before I do that, let me give you a few quick announcements. If you want to see the damage, you can go on our Facebook page. I posted a quick video. You can see some of the damage. They're still working. They finished up hopefully Saturday, I think, maybe, and get that done. Here's what we're trying to do. We're going to try to get it functional for next Sunday. So on August the 30th, it's our goal to be able to meet. I can't give you 100%, so what I'm asking is just watch our social media this week, and as quick as we know, we'll put out the words. We've still got on Monday morning to meet with some contractors and some other things like that, so it's coming. We're trying to get functional for next week because, again, I hate talking to you like this. I'm glad we can. I'm glad God's given us the technology, but we want to be able to see you face-to-face as many of you can safely come to us, so watch social medias for that. Also, remember, our Project 216 offering, we've been talking about it for a little while, is coming up on September the 20th. I know it's a little ways away, but we wanted to give everybody time to pray about it, see what God would have you to do to take part in our school outreach. We do it once a year, and all of those funds go to Project 216 that we join with the rest of the community that supports us to do outreach for our school system. Also, Growth Track is starting back up. We had to push pause on that during the pandemic rise. And we're going to try in September the 13th to start back with step one, which is essentially our membership class. And you can learn about the church. And if God's put it on your heart to make this place your home, then we would love to have you. And we're going to provide lunch. It's right after service, September 13th. You can sign up on your BC app. You can sign up on bchurch.org. And just let us know you're coming so we have enough for that. I just noticed my little light's not on. So let me turn this on, see if it'll give you a little better lighting. There we go. Now you can see. See, I told you it's been a long week. So Growth Track's coming. Step one's on September 30th. For those of you who maybe this may be your weekend to give to or do your tithe, you can still do that online at bchurch.org on your BC app like normal. So go do that. We're believing you guys for a great return. You guys are so generous. Even with all this mess we've had going on this week, we're not worried about the finances because God's going to take care of that, and He always has. But we want to be faithful in our giving, and I believe God blesses you when you do that and faithful to your tithe. So you can still do that at any point and give online. You know, I must admit that even now speaking to you this morning, my mind and body are fighting me. Mel and I talked this week, and I told her this week, I just really wanted to announce when I saw this and realized we weren't going to be able to meet. I just wanted to make an announcement that we're done. We're not online this weekend. We're not even online. We're just no service because it just really knocked the breath out of me. And I don't really know why. And so this morning, I'm just going to try to be honest. I try to always be transparent, and I'm just going to share what God's taught me this week. you know, because all of us at church, Bob and Melanie included, we're just tired. It's been a week. As you can see, all this stuff behind me, what wasn't damaged in the flood, had to be moved over here. We had to get it out. We didn't have, I know so many people have said we want to help, but there just wasn't time. We had to get it out and get it out now. So we all changed clothes, come back to the office, and we were just moving stuff and trying to get out of the ServPro people's way so they could get going. And listen, I know water damage in our building is not a huge deal. It's not a huge tragedy. Because I know some of you right now are walking through stuff that is way more difficult, way more personal, way more inconvenient. But I did realize this week, and I don't have the answer as to why, but I have the answer as to who will get me through this. But it didn't take much to knock the wind out of me this week. I don't know if it's because I was already physically tired, or I don't know. I just know this week really, it kind of took the wind out of my sail. And as the week progressed, as we started dealing with cleanup crews and insurance adjusters, and we started meeting with contractors, I found my spiritual life, my relationship with God, my prayers, just becoming full of doubt. Almost like I was kind of losing confidence in God's promises that I talk to you about all the time. And it was just, I was struggling this week because every time it was, oh, it's going to be this bad. Oh, the water went this far. No, it didn't go that far. It went even further. Not just this room, but it went into this room. And this piece of equipment was damaged, but this piece was saved. Or we're going to be able to get to it this fast, or it's going to take weeks or months. We just don't know. And it was hard for me to remember God's promises. You know, verses like the Bible says that I quote to you guys all the time in Romans 8:28, and it says that God works everything, causes everything to work for the good of those who love God and have a call according to His purpose. You know, I tell you guys all the time, the tragedy, the tough things you go through, God doesn't put us on us, but He can bring us through us, and He can teach us from it, and He's going to get us to His promises. And that is a promise of Him to work it through. You know, by Thursday or Friday of last week, after we hurried again and moved the offices, we're trying to get set back up and function. I'm not a super neat organized, have to be that way to function, but I got to have somewhere to work. I'm working on a plastic table. Melanie's set up behind me here, just as an office so we can function. I'm sitting in a room, the copier's, well, it's over there. It's just crazy. We had to run cables to set up network. It's just been crazy. And it affects me, which affects what I can do for you. And I felt like you guys always deserve our best. And that's why I'm here this morning. That's why we didn't call it off. I just wanted to give you some encouragement, because I know if I'm struggling with something, most of the time you guys are fighting the same battles. But by Thursday evening, I dealt with all this, and I sat down to read my Bible. I actually sat down. I laid down in bed and gotten all the way to the end of the day and realized I hadn't even read my Bible. And I was tired. I was cranky. And I opened up my Bible app. I'm doing the New Testament reading that Melanie started back in January with the church that we've been talking about, and read my section of that plan for the day. And I got to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. It's talking about how you and I, when we met God, were just gung-ho, full of faith, excited. I like to say, you're so excited you could kill a bear with a switch. You're ready to fight. And even when we went through stuff, when that relationship is fresh and your faith is high, you go through it and you can still deal with the tragedies and the mess of life. Even when we went through unfair things, people made fun of you for believing God was going to help you, God was going to take care of you. But nonetheless, you and I had confidence that God was going to do what He said He would do. He is who He says He is. His Son came for us. We had confidence in all that. This was me, really, even through all the COVID-19 stuff. I was aggravated because I couldn't see you in person, but we got together, made it happen online, produced some fairly good content, I think, so we could keep people engaged and stay engaged and see you like we are now. But I never really struggled with God taking care of my family or the church. He pulled us through and blessed us. And your giving, your generosity, He used you to help keep us going and keep us able to keep doing what we're doing. But in this week, I realized you let a few hundred thousands of gallons, we don't even know how much water, flow through a building. And suddenly now this week I'm asking God, what the heck? What is this? I'm asking God, how are you going to bring something out of this? This is going to be expensive. I found myself worrying, not sleeping. I was just bothered. Bothered where even my girls or Melanie would say something to me and I would snap at them. That's just been my week, and that's normally not me. Really short-tempered. Not that I go violently angry, but I just go from 0 to 100 quick this week. And it's just not me. And I realized that I struggled this time. And if I'm struggling, somebody that's watching, some member of our church, maybe you're visiting with us this morning. If so, welcome. It's awesome to have you here. This is not normally what it looks like. Hopefully next week we'll be back in the sanctuary on the stage. But for a while, my confidence was struggling and working this out. How is God going to work this out? And this time, I just couldn't wrap my brain around it. But then in Hebrews chapter 10, I came to verse 35. As a matter of fact, on Friday, Melanie told me that God brought her to this verse. And so I want to share it with you. It's Hebrews 10, verse 35. It says, "So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord." Period. And that's where I was. I was not even really considering God's faithfulness, my confidence. He's brought me through before a lot worse stuff, a lot more emotional hurt, a lot more financial trouble, a lot more health and sickness, a lot more stuff over my years of life that God's brought me through. And He's always been faithful. But look what the second part of this verse says. It says, "Remember the great reward it brings you." That confident trust, that faith brings us great reward. And I had just God drop in my heart. Is it, why are you choosing to put it down? Did you know that we can actually choose to put down, to set aside our confidence, our faith in God? You know, there's times, and if you read through the New Testament, all through the New Testament, His disciples watched Him do a miracle and feed thousands of people. And then they questioned on how He was going to do the next thing He said He was going to do. We're doing the same thing. I did the same thing this week. I got frustrated. I let the world, my flesh, the things going on around me, cause me to put my faith down. I didn't lose it. It's still there. But now this Sunday morning, as I'm sitting here with you, I've got my coffee. I'm picking it back up. And I just refuse to let the devil beat us up again, to beat me up again. Because my family deserves better. Life does not dictate to me my faith and my confidence. God does. And God says that He's faithful. We forget what God's already done for us. I think God this week was kind of just smacking me around a little bit, waking me up. Me questioning, God, can you really handle this? You know, my flesh got fed up. I got aggravated. I let it push God out of the way and then focused on the mess of the world. Let me stop and look right at you today. Don't do what I did this week. If you're facing something, focus on God, focus on His faithfulness, focus on that He says in Romans 8, I'm going to work it all out. Even the mess of life, He works out for our good. Now let me say in that, God doesn't put that on you. He doesn't make that mess and then stick you in it. He doesn't put sickness on you. The Bible never promises us that life's going to be all sunshine, roses, and candy canes. It's not. But it does say when you step in the mess, when you walk through the mess, it may be a process, but the Bible says on the other side, He's going to work it out for your good. That what you're facing right now, He's going to work it out. And you will come out. And I've said this weeks back, we're going to come out of all of this better than ever before. I really can't see it here, but I can see it here. That's what we're going to do this week. And we're going to get through this. You know, the Bible talks in Matthew chapter 13. It's the parable of the word that and that goes on different kinds of grounds. And one of them, it goes into the thorns. And the Bible says that the thorns choke it out. And it says God's word, but quickly is choked out. It's crowded out. And the result of that is no fruit is produced. I'm asking you, don't quit. Don't let the weeds of the world, the weeds of the stuff going on around us like I did this week, crowd it out. Because we don't become fruitful. And when we're not fruitful, people aren't finding out about God. People aren't finding out that no matter where you are in life, Jesus says, hey, I'm here. Bring your mess, bring your baggage, come to me. Don't change a thing, just believe me. And then we'll deal with the mess. We'll deal with the mess. And when we're not fruitful, people will spend eternity in hell separated from God because we're not fruitful, because I'm not fruitful. So this morning, I'm telling you I'm sorry because I let it get the best of me. But not anymore. That we're going to keep marching forward. Don't quit. Don't quit. Go. It may be a process. God may take you through something, but let him take you through. Follow him. Don't let it squeeze out his word out of you. You know, it scares me how fast I suddenly just shifted in my confidence over water in our building. I've been through a lot worse. God will probably take us through some. We got other stuff that may come. We'll go through it. I don't know. But even more scary is I don't want to miss the promise that he has for me. And I don't want you to miss that promise. So don't quit. I'm going to close here, but before I do, I want to say to somebody, I don't know who you, if you just happen to click on, but if it's good for me, then I know it's good for everybody else because we're all human. Some of you watching may have never trusted God. You need to say this morning, God, I can't figure it out, but I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to take a step of faith and receive Jesus and trust you and then let you help me this morning. Or maybe you blame God. There's a lot of people who go to church and they've been hurt and they blame God for the mess they're in and they won't trust him. They have no confidence in him. My prayer this morning is that God heals that confidence. God heals you and gives you faith once again in a good God and a loving Father who gave his son for you. If you're one that would say, Clint, I need to start today because my way's not working, then I'm going to pray. And you pray something like this with me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I can't figure out what's going on. I can't do this on my own. I receive you today. Thank you for dying for me. Forgive me of my sins. God, I'm going to listen. I'm going to obey. And I have faith and confidence that you're going to get me through this. Thank you for saving me today, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now your eternity is secure. Now we can begin to walk this out and let confidence and faith rise in you. For everybody else, I'm going to pray and bless you. I just believe that God's got some extra measure of faith, some confidence. And if that's you I'm talking about this morning, you're thinking about quitting, giving up on God, maybe giving up on life, then this morning, this prayer is for you. I'm going to pray, then we're going to get off and enjoy the rest of our Sunday afternoon. Again, pay attention to our social media about next week, and we'll see how the week goes, and we're going to trust God for it. But let me pray for you and bless you before we go. Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Father, for kind of waking me up, renewing faith in me, renewing my confidence in you, that even in this mess, you are in control. God, for those watching within the sound of my voice today, Holy Spirit, invade their houses, invade their cars, their offices, wherever they're watching from. Father God, let hope rise. Father God, a new measure of faith that no matter where we are, if we're at a high time in life or a low time in life, God, you've got us. And you're going to work this out. And like I've said before, and I believe it, and I remind myself of it now, God, we're going to come out of this better than ever before. I bless my church family and my community with health. We curse this COVID virus. It's got to leave Screven County, leave Sylvania now. God, our state and our country is healthy and whole. Not because the doctors say so, because you, our great physician, says so. Thank you, Father God, for new faith, rising complete health in our bodies that you paid for by your son, Jesus. And we thank you for it now, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we love you guys. I will see you next Sunday. I'm believing by faith that we can be in person. But again, watch our social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, even Twitter. We'll put it on there. We'll give you the details this week when we get to it. I love you. Thank you for being flexible. Thank you for being generous. We're going to keep reaching people, loving our county, and helping people take one step from where they are, one step closer to where God wants them to be. Thanks. God bless.